You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Live here with you. Go another couple hours as we rock and roll, get you ready for the divisional weekend. We're going to go over every game in depth, give as much analysis as we can, make some predictions, and so on and so forth. What's up, Core?
Nothing much. Pulling myself together. I forgot we was on TV now.
Yeah.
How you doing, everybody? Good morning. Dilly dilly. With my orange juice, though. I showed you the back, so you can't see what brand it is, so I'm not advertising that brand.
What's going on, Maddie? His cup's also turned to the side. So you can't see.
So you have no idea what I'm drinking.
Yeah. I'm quite sure y'all know what these beverages are, though.
It's Friday. I'm feeling strong. Yep. I'm excited for this weekend. As we've repeatedly said, the best weekend of football.
Absolutely.
Get two games each day. And I think these games are going to be fun. The Patriot game can get out of hand. So that's the one to watch. I just don't see how Tennessee is going to be able to stay with them.
All right, before we get into those games, a couple of news and notes from around the NFL to begin. I mentioned Le'Veon Bell, you know, obviously our number one, how he said, I'm retiring, I'm done if you don't pay me without the franchise tag. Aaron Donald taking a different approach. Aaron Donald said, no, I'm not holding out again. I'll be there day one, because ultimately the amount Aaron Donald held out last year, he can't do that again, otherwise he might not qualify for agency a year later. He obviously wants that. So Aaron Donald will not hold out for the Rams.
Man, and when they go back to the collective bargaining and do that agreement over, the players have to get a better deal.
They do.
They have to. Yes, this is ridiculous. And they just let Roger Goodell walk all over them. You know what? Speaking of Roger Goodell walking all over people, what they did to Ezekiel Elliott, and you say, oh, well, that's the rules. That's basically what the rule was. The Oakland Raiders? They need to be fined. They need to be fined.
Absolutely.
The Oakland Raiders need to be fined
for
breaking the rules.
I agree.
We need a correction to that. Roger Goodell gets the heat for walking all over, but it was the owners that pretty much...
Certainly.
You know, walked all over.
Well, Goodell's job is to take the heat for the owners,
though. Yeah, no, exactly. He's the guy that's going to... Look, and for $45 million or $50
million... Yeah, no problem.
You can call me whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But you're absolutely right. The Raiders deserve to be fined for that.
The Raiders should be fined for the violation of the Rooney Rule.
Yes.
You cannot hold the players to a higher standard than you hold the owners. And then the Raiders owner is so crazy. They was like... You know, they interviewed T. Martin and the other guy.
Right. The tight end.
And then the owner was like, we had the deal done on Christmas Eve. You're telling on yourself, dude. You know what I'm saying?
That was the worst part. Like, yeah, we interviewed these guys, but we've done it for a while.
Yeah, the deal was done for a while.
One of the best memes was they showed, like, Gruden at the press conference. They're like, here's Gruden before the season. And then they show a picture of Mark Davis. And that's Gruden after the season. With that crazy head.
It's very funny. Like, not wearing the suit, just in that jumpsuit. That's very funny.
That guy is creepy looking.
Yes, he is.
He is a creepy dude.
They absolutely need to find the Raiders.
The last team to get fined was Detroit Lions. Their fine was $200,000. I think it'd be more for the Raiders.
Even if they fine them $1 million, I'm not trying to be rude here or anything, but it's just dropping the bucket for them.
Yeah, it should happen.
No, it should happen. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. But.
Yep. That's all. All right, a couple of more NFL news and notes, including a note on Bryce Butler that I wanted to get your thoughts on, Corey. Some Brian Schottenheimer talk, and then the latest on the Giants, the Lions, the Cardinals, and the Colts head coach search. Throw to Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Okay, back now, Roto Experts here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey, the Bryce Butler news I thought was interesting yesterday.
What's up with that?
So I wanted to get your take on it. And that was this. Bryce Butler ultimately was like, I am not resigning with Dallas unless I'm guaranteed to be the starter.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? the Bryce Butler injury was something that a lot of people didn't look at, but that was a big loss for the Cowboys this year when Bryce Butler went out. Bryce Butler was stretched to field. Bryce Butler at this point might be better than Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go that far. Bryce Butler had 15 catches last year.
Yeah, Bryce Butler can play, though. Bryce Butler can stretch the field. Bryce Butler get that 50-50 ball, that deep shot. Bryce Butler's an up-and-coming player. I think Bryce Butler does deserve to start.
He basically kind of alluded to reporters that he was talking to that the only reason he didn't start this year is because of Terrence Williams' contract.
Yeah, Terrence Williams got paid last year.
Probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably true. And now Butler wants to start somewhere else. Let him go with Gucci. That'd be nice.
Oh, boy. We're sending everybody going to the Bay Area.
We've sent everybody to San Francisco. Every receiver that's potentially available, we've sent to San Francisco.
But, no, he's interesting. He's a nice piece. The guy can play. He's coming into his own now. I think he's an up-and-coming player. I would like them to bring him back and make him the starter. If that's not the case, then he should be able to go someplace and start. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's better wide receiver options out there, but you got to pay up for those dudes. You'd be able to get Bryce Butler at a pretty decent price. I mean, guys like, well, you know, you got to pay for Sammy. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for Josh. You got to pay big money for Allen Robinson. You got to pay up for those dudes. Bryce coming at a cheaper price.
Yeah, see, the problem here is, look, I've always wanted to see him have a more expanded role with the Cowboys. We always see little flashes here and there. But, I mean, 15 and 16 catches the last few years. He hasn't been a part of the offense enough to where he can make the impact. I think he's better, obviously, but he's going to be 28 later on this month. So I don't blame him for saying, you know, I'm moving on because, you know, his career is moving on. So this is now is the time for him this upcoming season if he's going to become a legit player. I mean, he can hang on with a team, but if he wants to be a legit player, he's got to make it happen in 2018.
Absolutely, and I think 2018 is kind of a make or break year for him. I don't know that he gets the long term contract that he's looking for in this marketplace. We'll see what that is and where he ends up, and that'll obviously determine his fantasy value going forward. So that's the deal.
I think Bryce Butler made more money than Allen Robinson last year.
Because he was cut by someone, right, Bryce Butler? So when he signed with the Cowboys, he probably had to get paid a little bit more.
Yep.
That makes sense. One of the rumored offensive coordinators to head to Seattle is Brian Schottenheimer. Now, I'll say this. I read a good piece, either it was on Twitter or an article somewhere, that when Brian Schottenheimer became famous, besides being Marty's son, he was like Drew Brees' like quarterback coach. And then he became the offensive coordinator for the Jets, and he obviously became a punchline, and it didn't work in Cleveland, and it didn't work in Indy, and it didn't work at the University of Georgia. But
he wasn't with RG?
RG3?
Yeah.
In Cleveland? He might have been in Cleveland.
Okay.
In Cleveland, right. He might have been with RG3.
The problem I have with that is it's Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
Right. But then again, the other side of that is it's Mark Sanchez. It's whoever Cleveland had as their quarterback. It's Jacoby Brissett. It's the University of Georgia's quarterback, right? Like, you have to throw that out there, too, I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I don't know if it's like he's a really terrible coach that's not able to make his players better, or he's just been really dealt with terrible players, right? Like, I think we've had this conversation a lot in regards to Bill O'Brien. Like, I know Corey thinks Bill O'Brien's like the dumbest MFR ever.
Yeah.
But
he's up there.
He's supposed to be this quarterback guru, and you've always said this. He has no quarterback. And yet, the quarterbacks that he has been given are all horrific.
Like, but he's a quarterback guru. Make him good.
God, sometimes you can't just make guys good.
That's what you brought here for.
I understand that.
I have more of an issue that if you're going to fire the guy that's been with your team for the last 7 years, your OC, this is what you're making. This is the move you're making. To me, it's not good enough.
Okay.
I don't care. He hasn't had the players or whatever. He was good when he had Brees and was with Peyton. You have to make an upgrade. So I don't think it justifies firing the last guy. And I think it's just Pete Carroll taking some pressure off of him. So this would not be the move I'd want to make. But I'm sure the King could put some rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah, this guy right here is not, you know, Schottenheimer is more adept at working with quarterbacks. Russell Wilson don't need Brian Schottenheimer.
So that's another interesting thing.
They need an offensive coordinator. They need North Turner.
So you bring North Turner up. North Turner never in his career has worked with somebody like Russell Wilson or anybody like Cam Newton. Yeah. How is that a good fit in Carolina?
Well, I guess they think, well, they said, well, he's going to make Cam a more complete quarterback.
But that's not Cam.
Yeah, exactly. I don't buy that.
Exactly. I'm not buying that either. Why is everybody trying to change Cam Newton? The man has been to a Super Bowl and won an MVP.
Correct.
Why are people trying to change him? Let him play his game.
They think there's a certain way a quarterback should be, and it's just foolishness.
It is. It really is. A certain way a quarterback should be. Is, oh, well, running quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls. Oh, that's ridiculous. Stop it with that stupidness. The NFL is so stupid with all of this old stuff. No, he can scheme a better offense than Shula can, nor Turner. He can get McCaffrey in better positions. Maybe he can teach McCaffrey how to find a hole between the tackles. You know what Greg Olsen's going to be when you bring Norv Turner in there.
But for everything you're saying, that is a lot of today's NFL, right? Everything you're saying, Cam and his ability, Christian McCaffrey and his ability, that is today's NFL. That was not the Norv Turner offense the Dallas Cowboys ran in 1994.
No, but it still was similar. Well, it was one running back, one main wide receiver, right, and running back caught football at the backfield.
Sure.
And they heavy relied on the running game and the tight end. It's basically the same thing. Norv Turner knows what he's doing. But I understand he's 65 years old and he's a rehash, but Norv Turner knows what he's doing. I don't like the fact that he brought his entire family to Carolina with him.
Right.
You saw that?
Yeah.
They hired everybody. They hired his grandson. Mm-hmm. His great-grand.
Hey, look, I'm going to go. This tweet stood out to me. Before I saw this, I was not excited about Norv Turner coming. And I think Grant Bofford puts the nail on the head here. Points per drive, his last four seasons as an OC, one as a head coach. 2015 with Minnesota, 14th. 2014, 21st. 2013, that was in Cleveland, but 28th. And 2012 with San Diego, 21st. So, I don't know. I mean, I know with the Cowboys, he was all-world, but you had an all-world team there. You had a team that was just insanely talented as well. We got Emmitt Smith, one of the best running backs ever.
The best.
Troy Aikman. You had Irvin and Harper. You know, it was just, I mean, they were a cut above everybody.
They were indeed. And listen, Cam Newton is very, very different than anybody else. Anybody else in the NFL. I want to see what Norv Turner can do with him. I don't have the confidence.
Are you going to change this guy's mechanics at his age right now after all these seasons?
I agree, but I don't know what Norv and Scott Turner and Scott's sons are going to do. I have no idea.
I mean, look, Cam maybe has to make some better decisions. Look, was Cam also 100% recovered from the shoulder? That sometimes takes, you know, longer to do. So maybe with another offseason... I don't know. I'm still not going to count Cam out. He gives his team a chance. Just look at the size of this guy. If he was a prototypical quarterback who just stood in the pocket and got hit the way he hit,
oh my God, he would be beat up.
Oh yeah.
Up.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. You know.
No, I'm with you. Listen, I'm very much with you. All right. So we talk about coordinators. Let's talk about some coaches now. The Giants, according to the New York Post, Paul Schwartz, and confirmed by others later, they're down to three candidates. Both Patriot coordinators, Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, and Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator for Minnesota. What's interesting about that is there's three other openings, and it seems like those three guys are three favorites in all three other openings. For Arizona, Pat Shurmur is considered the favorite. In Detroit, for a while, Matt Patricia has been called the favorite. In Indianapolis, Josh McDaniels is the favorite. Three guys, four spots.
I like Shurmur here, especially if you're going to go with the quarterback. Look what he's done with Minnesota. They really had, you know, it's Case Keenum here. He's dealt with him. He's got this offense. Norv Turner quit on the team. He stepped in. I like the job he's done. He's had the head coaching experience before. It was with the Browns, so we're not going to hold that against him. And I think even when you're unsuccessful that first time, if you learned, that's the biggest thing. Learning everything about being a coach can help that second job.
Say the same thing about Josh McDaniels.
No, you can. I would rather have Josh McDaniels than Matt Patricia.
Okay, so Matt Patricia would be third on that list for you.
Yeah, he'd be
okay.
I would go Shurmur. Here's the thing: Shurmur going to try to bring Case Keenum with him.
I agree.
Do you want Case Keenum? See, that's what I'm saying.
No,
I would take Case Keenum. Obviously,
can I get Stephon Diggs too?
No, you can't. Probably don't have, but you got Odell Beckham. Obviously,
Pat Shurmur control Odell Beckham. That's the number one thing that has to happen.
No, how about this?
Control, I don't know.
If Sherman took, say, Case Keenum and they draft a quarterback in the future,
sure.
I don't think that's a bad
That's fine. I want somebody that, I don't want to control Odell Beckham, but needs to be able to be like, you can't do that.
But look, in a Jeff Fisher run offense,
that's the head coach.
Pat
Shermer could do that.
He's pretty much the guy that made Kenny Britt the 1,000-yard receiver.
That's true, too. All right, we're taking a break. We got more coaching stuff going on. Besides the Giants, I want to see what these guys think about the other fits in other places. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
So we talked a lot about the Giants opening. Obviously, from my perspective as a Giants fan, it's what we've been doing. But there's three other openings, and they've all kind of gone very slowly. And I think the Indianapolis Colts one is really interesting because of what's been going on. So yesterday, Steve Wilks canceled his flight to Indianapolis. Like, I'm not interviewing for this job because I know I'm not getting it.
He canceled his flight. He was like, he heard about Andrew Luck's shoulder.
So he either canceled it because...
He was watching the BBC.
He either canceled it because, A, he knew he wasn't getting it, or B, he's the next coach of the Arizona Cardinals and there's no reason to go to Indy. Now, I think Arizona would have announced that already if he was the coach.
Yeah.
But he's not going to go to Indy. Matt Rhule, the head coach of the Baylor, he was interviewed as a surprise candidate, former offensive line coach of the Giants, went to Temple, then took over Baylor this past year, given all of their transgressions that are going on.
That was a good word.
He took over, was 1-11, but interviewed in Indianapolis. He pulled out this morning. So it certainly seems like Indianapolis has their head coach, and I have a feeling it's Josh McDaniels.
And if it's Josh McDaniels, that's a good thing, because Josh McDaniels would not go there if he thought Andrew Luck was not going to play in 2018.
If all these guys are pulling out, to me it becomes clear that they know Indianapolis has their head coach. And they can't announce it, but we do know that they didn't interview Pat Shermer, they didn't interview Matt Patricia, interviewed Josh McDaniels.
I don't know if we can say that he knows Andrew Luck's healthy. I don't think anybody really knows that. I think that's... But they have the third pick in the draft. So if you want to, you know, if they believe he's not, or they get the reports over the next month or two that the shoulder just hasn't healed, he can choose his quarterback to ride with for the future.
I'll also say this. McDaniels knows Jacoby Brissett very well.
This is true, too.
Very well.
With McDaniels and Brissett. But I just look at a situation where I think Bill Belichick is telling him, get the hell out of here.
I agree with you.
I think Bill Belichick is telling him, get the hell out of here. The wheel's about to fall off.
I think he's telling that to Patricia and McDaniels.
I think he's telling him, get out of here. You want to get that head coaching spot, too.
You want to do it now before the wheels come off.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, exactly. But you McDaniels interviewing in Indianapolis, to me, that's like, okay, this is the time to go.
Right.
That shows that this exodus coming out of that New England thing.
Well, to be fair, Belichick has repaired his relationship with Indianapolis after Deflategate. He made a couple of trades, including the Jacoby Brissett trade. It has been repaired. But you've talked a lot about coaches going with the right owner. I don't think anyone would call, like, Jim Irsay the right owner.
No, that's the wrong person. No.
Like, say what you want about John Mara, but, like, you know, Jim Irsay.
Jim Irsay's got a lot of money, so he can get away with a lot of things.
You're absolutely right.
He is out there.
You're absolutely right.
Crazy.
I feel like Jim Irsay and James Dolan are similar people.
He's the Midwest version.
I can see that.
Yeah, so to me, it seems like McDaniels is going to the Colts. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, put that out there. When it comes to Detroit, I don't think there's any doubt that Matt Patricia is their first choice. We've heard that for a week.
Yeah.
He's their first choice. The question is, and I believe he's gonna have the ability to choose between the Giants or the Lions. I think he's both of those teams' first choice. If he chooses the Giants, the name that I have been heard mentioned with the Lions is another guy that they interviewed. Because they only interviewed like three dudes. One of them was Terrell Austin, who left to Cincinnati. The other was Matt Patricia. And then the third was Mike Vrabel. I think if Matt Patricia doesn't get the job, they're gonna hire Mike Vrabel.
Who?
The Lions.
Man, that's very little experience in that hire.
Very little experience with that hire right there.
That's a tough call. I think that's going backwards. I don't think Vrabel is ready for this cycle. I think he needs a little bit more seasoning.
Totally agree.
They should have kept the coach they had.
They obviously thought they can get somebody better.
For what's out there, I'll agree with Corey. Look, if you were going to fire him, you better have somebody
better idea
to take over. But they're the Lions.
It's true. What do you expect from the Detroit Lions?
I agree. So that's what I think is going on in Indianapolis.
But Carolina didn't hire a DC, did they? So homeboy have his job waiting on him.
They have not hired a DC, so he could still go back to Carolina. And then you get to Arizona, where really the only name that we have heard connected is Pat Shurmur.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And now the interview with Steve Wilkes. Wilkes could end up in Arizona.
If I'm Shurmur, though, I'm like, okay, I definitely bring Case Keenum with me to Arizona.
No doubt about it.
And Nick, they'll be in the playoff mix again.
You get Pat Shurmur with Larry Fitzgerald.
You get there a lot quicker. You add a couple pieces on defense. You got a couple of really good defenders there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got PP who's elite. But if Fitzgerald comes back, you got David Johnson, who is one of the best at the position. You put in, say, if it's a Keenum or an Alex Smith type for that 1 year, you get your quarterback. If you get a receiver, say you went with a Josh Gordon, you go to Sammy Watkins.
They may not even have to do that. It's not like
they got
to
get a second one.
Well, Sherman, they got Diggs and Thielen rolling, and these dudes were not all world talents. You feel what I'm saying?
Diggs is all world talent, to be honest with you.
But Diggs was not. Diggs wasn't a high draft pick.
He was a fifth round draft pick. But it wasn't talent.
Yeah, I don't discuss the picks.
It wasn't talent, right? Like, he had no quarterback at Maryland.
Okay.
He was always injured. He had personality issues. Remember, like, he refused to shake Penn State people's hands. Like, there were issues.
That's a personality issue? You're not shaking your opponent's hand is an issue?
There was other stuff going on.
He had
character issues. Stephon Diggs coming out of college.
I didn't know that.
But what he loved about Stephon Diggs was that you draft him, I'm going to be the best wide receiver in this draft. And
yeah.
He is. I think Shurmur ends up in Arizona.
With
Case Keenum. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's a really easy. You don't have to deal with this crap in New York. Like, just go to Arizona. You know? So ultimately, the Giants can be left out in the cold. Because Shurmur, if we all agree, which I think we do, McDaniels is headed to Indy. And it makes sense for Shurmur to go to Arizona. Patricia has his choice of New York or Detroit. He knows the general manager of Detroit. That's Bob Quinn. They worked together for years. If he goes to Detroit, Giants got to start again.
They're going to have to hire Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher gets $125 million.
They're going to have to hire Steve Wilkes. What they're going to have to do.
Then they go back down that. Yeah, and then he's going to have to bring somebody in to fix that office.
Hire Bill Belichick. I mean, you know.
What, they're not going? Nick Saban's not coming.
No, I meant Bill Belichick, not Nick Saban.
Yeah, I know.
Bill Belichick. Okay.
That's the dream.
Yes, it is. That's the dream. So there you go. That's your that's kind of your coaching update here.
I wouldn't want Bill Belichick coaching my team.
I would. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'd want Bill Belichick.
Why?
Oh, because Jason Garrett's won so many titles.
Jason Garrett's up and coming.
Bill Belichick! Oh, get the hell out of here! Bill Belichick's the best coach that ever lived.
He's a Jerry puppet.
He's a good head coach.
Sure. What has he won?
No, he hasn't won anything. He's a good head coach.
I agree he's a good head coach. But to say you wouldn't want Bill Belichick to coach your team?
Bill Belichick's a rickety old man.
That's really, 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 really good at coaching football.
Nah, he's good. He's good. Everybody's good with the best horses on the track.
Come on.
He didn't have Tom Brady, and he won 11 games without him.
And, you know,
I'm a fan.
I don't know. He's the Vince Lombardi, right? Isn't he? Like Lombardi,
he's better.
Belichick.
It's Belichick than everybody else, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah,
Giants should bring back Parcells.
I'll do that for Bill Belichick.
What is wrong with you? You had Parcells. You had Parcells.
Bill Parcells can coach.
So can Bill Belichick.
He's good.
Bill Belichick is good.
Wait a minute.
But the Jason Garrett's an up and coming. I love that.
Wait a minute. Belichick's... Yeah, he's all right.
I didn't say he's all right. He's the best coach in the NFL.
In NFL history.
He's not as good a coach as Nick Saban.
Look at what he.
Yes, he is.
I think he's a better coach than Nick Saban.
Nick Saban chose Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. There you go.
I think he's a better coach than Nick Saban. I think Nick Saban's a better coach than Bill Belichick.
You sound so ridiculous.
Bill Belichick is number two. That's not bad.
But look at what Belichick's been able to do with the pieces he plugs in.
He does a lot of cheating.
Hey, look, I think they all cheat.
So does Nick Saban. So does Nick Saban.
Now, Nick Saban don't cheat.
Okay.
What does Nick Saban
cheat? Nick Saban don't cheat. It's the boosters that
did. There you go.
Nick Saban, I have no idea.
Yeah, Nick Saban don't know what's going on with those boosters.
Nah.
Bill Belichick
like,
know what's going
nothing,
on.
I see nothing.
So he deleted some footballs one time. He started taping walkthroughs.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Well, technically, it was part of the rule at one point.
I'm sure there are probably some other teams doing that. Just
everybody was doing it.
Yeah. Like, you ever hear the phrase?
Aaron Rodgers said it. Peyton Manning has said it.
Did you ever hear the phrase, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning?
Yeah, of course. So. Listen, I'm not. I
think he's. Listen, he's number two. We can leave it at that. He's number two.
We cannot leave it at that.
He's number two. I like Nick Saban better.
You sound ridiculous.
I think Nick Saban's a better football
Nick
coach.
He's a better college coach. You can't say that in the NFL. He did not succeed.
He been in the NFL in 20 years.
If Nick Saban's a better coach, Nick Saban can go take a job now and build a franchise.
Like Bill Belichick has done over the last 17 years.
It's different in college than pro.
Of course it is.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Saban. Saban is fantastic.
Why are we doing this comparison? Why do you want Jason Garrett as your head coach over Bill Belichick?
Right now, I would. Well, what do you have? I got the same team I have right now. I would take Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you came to your senses then.
I want Garrett on the staff, though.
You want Garrett on the staff?
Yes.
To do what?
To clap his hands.
Let me be the backup quarterback. How about that?
Yeah, he can be the backup quarterback.
Back to where he belongs.
Yep.
Back of the backup quarterback. So there you
go.
You
don't want the Giants to get Lane Kiffin? You know, try and buy it.
I'm good on the Lane Kiffin thing.
I'm trying to pick out like all these guys. Like picture Jeff Fisher with Lane Kiffin running the offense.
Lane Kiffin would be fun, man. I'd rather have Lane Kiffin than Jeff Fisher.
Oh yeah, I would too.
That'd be fun. Lane Kiffin would be crazy. Lane Kiffin would be nuts. But we'll see. Coming up after the break, we're going to get into round four of the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Network mock. You led off round four, Matt, so I'm excited to talk about that with you. You were having fun with this draft, obviously drafting your kind of guys. You did it round four. There's a lot to get into with this pick.
I think that pick in round three, I kind of proved yesterday that guy deserves to be there, probably higher than where he was.
Oh, I don't know if you proved it. You determined why you did it.
I don't know. I mean, look at the wide. Look who's caught these balls, the yardage, the catches.
That was yesterday's conversation. Today's conversation revolves around your first pick of the fourth round. Aaron Rodgers went with the second to last pick of the fourth. And you chose the next quarterback off the board, which I'm surprised who you chose. So I'm interested in talking to you about that. I want to ask you also this question during the break. Would you have taken Aaron Rodgers if he was a quarterback that was there? So we'll ask that. We'll go throughout the fourth round. It is the Fantasy Sports Network mock. And continue going over it when we come back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Yo. Corey Parson, what's up, man?
He might get a shot at the NFL soon.
Dava?
Yeah, Dava. I think he'd be, at least he'd be interested.
I would hire Dava.
Yeah, he would be, I don't know if he'd be good, but he'd be interested.
He wouldn't be a good fit for every job.
Yeah.
But the right job, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised there wasn't more buzz about him. Like,
I agree.
Teams trying to bring him in.
I agree.
Okay. I don't think it's going to take a lot for him to leave right now.
Well, he's sitting on top of the ACC. Mm-hmm. Kind of do what he want. In Clemson, national championship.
Well, see, the thing now is, like, the college coaches get paid very well.
Yeah, they get paid a lot of money. They don't really need the NFL money.
You know, they are the czars of wherever they're located and stuff. If you have a successful program, it's really tough to leave that. You know, you got to get, you got to get Gruden this money now.
Yeah, because he's probably making that kind of money coaching Clemson. No, I think Dabo would be interesting. He'd be an interesting NFL coach. Like you said, the right job. He get the right media market. Dabo could be a thing. Dabo in New York?
I think he could for the Jets.
I don't know if he didn't say the Jets.
Oh, no. He, New York, they rope a dope. He would say something stupid every day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's not going to fit there's many other places in the country.
Yeah, he need to go to a small. He need to start in a small market. So when he say crazy things, it don't really. Everybody like, okay, it's just.
Yeah,
Dabo.
He wouldn't be a good fit here. But the reason we talked about Dabo is because the first pick of the fourth round of this draft, Matt Modica selected Deshaun Watson, the second quarterback off the board. Let me start here. If Aaron Rodgers was there, who went one pick before you? If Aaron Rodgers was there, would you have taken him?
I would have went with Rodgers. Christopher Carroll calls him A-God. I would have went that route. He's still the best. He's the most bankable player there.
All right, so you'd have taken Rodgers. You took Watson here, and the most striking thing to me isn't even so much that you took a quarterback, although I found that surprising. I wouldn't have done that personally. Say you took Deshaun Watson over Russell Wilson, which I found really, really surprising. How come?
I went this route. Look, and you could... I think that's fair, Russell Wilson. But there's the offense in Seattle, is it going to change? I still think Russell Wilson is going to do his thing and his ability to, you know, make extend plays and make stuff happen. The thing I went with Watson is you couldn't really be more impressed by what he did. What he did in college and how he rose that franchise and
program.
That program, thank you. And turn that around and everything. I mean, Dabo gets all the credit, but he's got to be there too. The one thing I was nervous about, and we go back to the combine, was about the arm strength. And he was pretty much tied to like Mike Glennon-esque arm strength.
Right.
And that was just, I don't care. I saw this with my own eyes in the NFL. He's got one of the best receivers in the game who you just got to put it in his vicinity. He'll come down with it. He's got a speedster on the other side in Will Fuller, who we joked around all year with the home run to fly ball rate. And he's got, you know, it's unfortunate what happened to the rookie running back. That's a pretty substantial injury he suffered. But he's still got a Lamar Miller who nobody likes but Greg, but he finishes
RB1. Yeah.
So, you know.
He did finish as an RB1. Shout out to the LM.
So it's not like he doesn't have pieces here already. He impressed the hell out of me. Yes, a second.
You just hope that Bill O'Brien don't mess it up. You worry about that second SEL.
See, I think Bill O'Brien is just like, son,
do
your thing.
Please.
The quarterback whispers like, you know, save my job.
Yeah.
You just be you.
Yeah, exactly. Just
would you take Deshaun Watson over Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I would take Deshaun.
You would take Deshaun Watson over Russell Wilson, too?
Deshaun Watson's a young Russell Wilson. Deshaun Watson, one of those players that has a lot of pieces in the offense. He gets it done, move around in the pocket, not fit, not scared, fearless. He goes out there and wings it. So, yeah, I would say Deshaun Watson. I think when we get to late August, when we get to July and August, Deshaun Watson is going to be the second. If he's healthy, Deshaun Watson is going to be the second. It's either going to be Deshaun Watson or Gucci Garoppolo.
It'll be Russell Wilson.
Look what this kid did.
Russell Wilson having running back?
In what, his second or third start, he went up to New England. I was one of the pushing the narrative, Belichick versus a rookie quarterback. Should have probably won that game. He didn't, but it was theirs to win. I think O'Brien kind of blew that late with the clock management and his play calling.
The Seahawk game on the road.
He went to Seattle.
Lost.
You know, as a rookie. And put up insane numbers. That was one of the best games of the year.
Richard Sherman said the best quarterback that defense has seen.
Yep.
And they've seen everybody. Manning and Brady.
Legion of Boom. Rodgers. You get a higher praise right
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and you're right. And Aaron Rodgers, too. So, I think he's the second quarterback to go off the board. And he may not be, but I would take him second. I will be a quarterback snob and get some Deshaun Watson shares. I love Deshaun Watson and didn't have him nowhere except for draft champions.
We didn't even factor in the legs, what he can do there.
Yeah.
I know he's coming off the injury, but as long as there's no setbacks, I'm all in.
When we talked to Dr. A last week, clean tear. Clean tear, no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, do you think he should be a fourth round pick? First pick of the fourth round. Is that where you think he should go? I don't think you would do that, Corey.
I probably wouldn't do that. If I would want to get him in the fifth.
Here's the disclaimer, too. I'm going to be playing in six-point touchdown leagues for quarterbacks. And he's a guy I want. I mean, we saw what he can do. He can win you weeks. Not that Russell Wilson can't. I just don't know what this offense... Who they put in place Are they improving this line? Are they getting a real running back? Is like Isaiah Crowell coming in, a Carlos Hyde? So
that's going to be a different offense.
And Jimmy Graham is going to be gone. I got DeAndre Hopkins here. I got Will Fuller.
Same offense.
Yeah.
You know, you could, the Foreman kid could be ready to go. Even if you want to go with your man LM. I would go to Deshaun Watson. And then I might go Carson Wentz after that if Wentz
was
healthy.
But see, with the Wentz thing, which I don't know what the hell an IQ band is. I mean, I learned about it now.
I can grab Jeff and show you.
You don't have to.
Okay.
But, I mean, the Carson Wentz thing happened week 13, and as Dr. Ray has pointed out, it's pretty severe. It's multiple things you got to worry about here. So Carson Wentz, I'm not paying that price for him. I don't think he's going to be 100% healthy, and you, God forbid he rushes back or something.
I can see them rushing him back.
What about TFB?
TFB is going to be up there if I miss out on TFB, depending upon where Gucci's going.
Yeah.
And who goes to San Francisco. I know we got everybody going to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Let's see how this ends up.
The next pick in this fourth round of this draft was Tony Cincata, who selected Jarvis Landry. He paired both LSU wide receivers up in Odell and Jarvis Landry. Landry in the fourth round, it's a good pick, Corey.
It's a good pick. He's one of the more slept-on players, one of the more underrated players in fantasy. He's going to have a new home next year, so if he gets someplace where they appreciate him, you expect to see him continue to put up those big numbers. You got to excuse me a little bit. But was Sammy franchised, or was the rumor that he was going to be
rumor
franchised?
Rumor he's going to be.
Okay.
And just real quick, I went with Watson here. If I didn't take Watson, I would have went Carlos Hyde.
You would have went Carlos Hyde, who was the next pick in this draft. You didn't have a running back at the time, Matt. Meany had two. He chose Carlos Hyde anyway. I didn't like the fit for the team. He already had two running backs. He probably didn't need
Carlos
Hyde.
I don't like the fit that he has. He's got three running backs, and his wide receivers
stink. So, yeah, there goes Hyde. I'm interested to see where he ends up because he's a free agent now for San Francisco. I don't think they franchise him.
So
he's had injury problems in the past. I don't want to know where he ends up before I pick him. I was Mr. Carlos Hyde this past year.
I want to see him. I want to, you know, Seattle, the Giants, Detroit. There's many places where he would look.
I also want to state that Carlos Hyde's value went down when Gucci stepped up.
When Garoppolo came in. Then your boy Carlos Hyde, his value did go down. Carlos Hyde caught, 57 passes this year?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's where all his value was at, though. As a runner, he had touchdowns. Other than that, the YPC between the tackles was McCaffrey.
940 yards rushing on the year. Average 3.9.
And he played 16 games.
Good for Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, but look, the situations his team were in. And if you put him in Detroit with it, where a Theo Riddick catches all these, he could be the bell cow.
He could be a bell cow.
In with the Lions, and he can catch the ball, run the ball. One of the problems he had was red zone opportunities. I mean, they were using him when they got there. They just weren't getting
there. Is he a Youngstown boy?
He's from Cincinnati.
Maybe he goes to play for the Browns.
240 attempts last year for Carlos Hyde, 940 yards rushing, just 60 away from 1,000. He had 8 touchdowns on the ground.
The receptions, though.
59 of them.
That's unbelievable.
59 for 350.
I think, you know, the talent's always been there. We always talked about was the health.
Remember,
he needed to stay healthy.
Remember, before last year, the most receptions he had in a single season was 27. He more than doubled that last year. And again, that was
due to poor quarterback
play. C.J. Beathard, man. C.J. Beathard. After Jimmy Garoppolo took over, he did not have more than 3 receptions in any game. He had 3 against Chicago, 0 against Houston, 2 against Tennessee, 3 against Jacksonville, 2 against the Rams.
Gucci's like, I don't got to throw the football to no stinking running back.
What was Matt Brader? Did Matt Brader catch some passes down? It seemed like at the very end they were starting to go to Matt Brader route.
In the same 5 games that Gucci started, 4 against Chicago, 1 catch for Brader, none against Houston, none against Tennessee, 1 against Jacksonville, 1 against the Rams. Gucci don't check down.
He's the anti-elite Joe Franco.
After Carlos Hyde, Frankie Stanfill took Larry Fitzgerald. Larry, legend, still going, still doing his thing.
Yeah, fourth round, there's nothing you can say.
I really like the Kings pick next. He chose Robert Woods. I thought it was a good spot for Robert Woods, and we talked about where he could go.
That's dangerous.
No, it's not, man.
That's dangerous, taking Robert Woods
I'm buying the Rams offense.
After one season, that's dangerous. Robert Woods should be a round or two later.
I don't agree.
I would have went Stephon Diggs.
But do you have a problem with the Robert Woods pick there?
I don't, because I'm going on the basis that he's going to be the number one guy next year.
Yeah.
So I don't, but I would have went Diggs there. I'm trying to see who else went. I mean, Brandon Cooks here, too, with TFB. I'm going to go Brandon Cooks. I'm looking at a guy.
Brandon Cooks is the name I wanted to get to. We'll have to do it at the right break. Zach Ertz was taken next. He was the next tight end off the board. No problem with there. I grabbed Stephon Diggs, which I thought was great value. I know you agreed, Matt. Did you like the Stephon Diggs pick there?
That was good.
You like the Stephon Diggs pick there. Then Jake takes Joe Mixon, because why wouldn't Jake take Joe Mixon?
We should have taken him in second.
We will wrap up the fourth round. There's some baseball coming up in hour three. We go over the fourth round right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fourth round of this draft ended. Dane Martinez taking Allen Robinson, who I think is an interesting bounce back candidate. You don't think he's back, right, in Jacksonville?
I don't see Jacksonville putting up the money it's going to cost to keep him.
Right.
They have too many young receivers. You got Lee that I think will come back.
Right.
And
Dee will be back, of course.
Cole, they seem to really like
he's good.
Dean Cole, so.
Right. He's good. After you had Allen Robinson go in this draft, Jay Ajayi goes next to you, Corey Parson. Why the Ajayi love in round four?
I needed a running back in that spot right there. It was kind of getting a little bit of slim pickings.
It's crazy. After Ajayi goes, a running back doesn't go until the end of the fifth round with Alex Collins and Deion Lewis.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to get the last guy standing, so I took Jay Ajayi there. That was more position scarcity-based draft pick right there.
I think that's an excellent pick, though.
But yeah, that me spot, too. I like that pick.
I'm going to have the inclination that he's going to be the lead back next year.
I agree.
Not going to worry, you know, Blunt, you're not going to have to worry about. He'll have a full off season with that team. They traded for him.
I agree. That'll convince me. After that, Joe Visapia grabbed Brandon Cooks. I thought this was crazy. You had called this year Brandon Cooks top five wide receiver. You drafted him in the first round in 2017. Obviously, that proved not to be correct. But to see him drop this precipitously, being the same offense as he was last year, in fact, a year later with Tom Brady, to see Brandon Cooks go almost the last pick of the fourth round.
Now he becomes
a value pick.
He becomes a value. If he stays there, he becomes a value.
Great value.
He probably pushes into the middle of the third, though. If I can get him as a, see, I want him as a three because there's too many weapons. They spread the ball. The narrative was right going into the season. They spread the ball around too much.
Yep.
I missed on that one. So there you go, Billy Hayes. I will continue to look for him at a value. I want him as a three next year, not as a one or a two.
I'll take him as a two. I think another year in that system. Look, the Patriot system is not an easy one to learn as well. Brady missed him a couple of times, too. First year working with him. It's one of those things where we look back, and this was a guy going, he made it up into the first round late. He was going consistently in, you know, the middle to upper second round, and I don't think he's going to be a late fourth round pick.
I don't
think he's about a half point PPR.
Yeah.
And I know these guys are more geared towards running backs, too.
So. Listen, this is the kind of league, ultimately, that I play in, the half point PPR, geared towards running backs. I'm there, but I would be shocked if Brandon Cooks last
year. How many touchdowns did Cooks have this year?
Brandon Cooks in this year, hang on.
Four or five?
Yeah, I think positive touchdown regression is coming his way. This is a guy that. That is
seven.
Yeah,
there's seven touchdowns this year. It's probably about right.
He disappeared towards the end.
He had 65 catches for 1,082 and seven touchdowns. That was a terrible year.
No, it's not. But I had the inclination that it would be like 85 catches.
Right.
More than close to that. 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns.
He didn't even have a single game this season where he had more than six catches.
I'm going to go with year two. We'll see how this thing shakes out, but I think there's just too much talent here with Cooks.
The last pick of the fourth round was Carolina wide receiver Devin Funchess, guys. Devin Funchess goes with the last pick in the fourth round. No problem with that. I think the spot's fine. I like Devin Funchess. I'm interested to see how, Matt, he reacts in a North Turner offense.
Yeah, look, the one thing Funchess proved was trust the system because he was getting the targets. And we had a couple weeks where he only had like three catches, but it was like off of 8, 9, 10 targets. And he's shown that they made the right move getting Benjamin out there. I would like to see somebody on the opposite side of him to kind of free him up a little too. We can't just be the Devin Funchess show. But looking at who went after him, I'm probably going to gamble with Amari Cooper and go with the upside there over a Devin Funchess.
All right.
Yeah, I would go with the upside too.
Yeah, I can't hate that one. Would you go with Amari Cooper or Marvin Jones?
I think I'm going to go with Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Okay.
I would want to get Marvin Jones the next round, though.
All right, well, we'll talk about
that. That's a nice turn right there.
We'll talk about the next round next week on the program. When we come back, we'll reset. Now, a lot of baseball to talk about, including
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham. Stick around.